Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IMAN, Raymond Stickleman, S-T-I-C-K-E-L-M-A-N. Raymond Stickleman is a 51-year-old male who reports he injured his back at work on 5/18/23. But he was picking up 110-pound rim in the back of his truck from the floor when this occurred. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation and understands his final diagnosis to be, quote, multiple things, period, end quote. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. He did recently complete a second set of injections in October that brought him relief. Period. The first set of injections did not. Period. He also had physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. Per the record supplied, Mr. Stickleman was seen at Inspira Urgent Care on 5/18/23, complaining of pain at the lower back. Period. He stated he was picking up a heavy box, and when he got to a certain point, he felt a, quote, ice pick, end quote, in his back. Period. He feels a little better at this moment, but when he gets to that particular position, he feels a pain. Period. He states he has aggravated his back before, but never to where he had to seek medical attention, and does not have a back pain on a daily basis. Period. He has worked for UPS for 18 years. Period. They performed an exam and x-rays leading to a diagnosis of lumbar spine sprain. Period. He was initiated on extra strength Tylenol as well as cryotherapy and activity modifications. Period. Mr. Stickleman followed up at Inspira over the next several weeks. Period. On 7/18/23, he was going to follow up with orthopedics for ongoing lumbar spine pain with an abnormal lumbar spine MRI. Period. New paragraph. Lumbar spine x-rays were done at the first day on 5/18/23. Here they showed no acute findings. Here there was bilateral spondylolysis of L5 with grade 1. Anterolisthesis of L5 on S1. Period. He did undergo a lumbar MRI on 7/14/23. Period. And bold this, we need to insert the impressions as well as the specifics on the L4-5 disc that I have marked. Period. New paragraph, the petitioner was seen orthopedically by Dr. Salim, S-A-L-I-M. Period. He rendered a diagnosis of acute bilateral low back pain without sciatica, comma, lumbar facet joint pain, comma, pars defect, comma, and myofascial pain. Period. He prescribed meloxicam and cyclobenzaprine. Period. He also recommended pursuing therapeutic medial branch blocks for the bilateral L4-5 and L5-S1 facet joints. Period. He reviewed the MRI, stating it had some degenerative changes. Period. There was evidence of facet hypertrophy. Period. There was bilateral pars defect of L5 with anterolisthesis of L5 on S1. Period. He had mild to moderate foraminal narrowing without any significant spinal canal stenosis. Period. Dr. Salim explained the pars defect is most likely a chronic problem, and the work-related injury may have exacerbated a pre-existing condition, and that is why he is having pain in the lumbar region. Period. On 8/17/23, he saw Dr. Salim again, reporting the medial branch box gave him 70% relief, but he continues to have worsening pain on activities. The plan was to repeat therapeutic medial branch blocks bilaterally at L4-5 and L5-S1 facet joints. Dr. Salim was hopeful that repeating the injection can give him sustained pain relief. Period. On 8/18/23, Mr. Stickelman related that the recent injections improved his symptoms by close to 70%. Brady was doing relatively well following the injection. Brady had close to 100% pain relief for about 1 week, and then slowly the pain started to come back. This past weekend, he did some gardening and felt that the pain worsened. Brady, although the pain is improved, he continues to have functional deficits due to worsening pain on activities. Brady denies any pain radiating to the lower extremities. Most of the pain is localized to the lumbar region. Facet loading test was positive bilaterally, but straight leg raising maneuver was negative. They elected to pursue additional injection therapy. On 9/18/23, he did accept medial branch blocks. Upon returning on 9/26/23, he was no longer having any significant low back pain. Brady was able to do all activities without limitations. Brady was discharged from Dr. Salim's care and could return to work full duty without restrictions. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed the rough texture to the hands bilaterally. Brady's skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. Brady's extremities lower. He had diminished pinprick sensation on the left lateral distal thigh, but this was intact elsewhere. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 70 degrees, complaining of low back tenderness. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion and actively flexed to 85 degrees. Period extension, bilateral rotation, and side band were accomplished fully without discomfort. Period had mild tenderness to palpation about the sacroiliac joints bilaterally, but there was none at the sciatic notches, iliac crest, greater trochanters, spinous processes, or paravertebral muscles. Period supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 80 degrees elicited radicular symptoms to the foot. Period on the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Go up to the general appearance part of the physical exam and state. He related he stopped his antihypertensive on his own. Brady was told clearly to follow up with his primary care physician again due to his elevated blood pressure today. And then go back to extremities lower. There was also diminished pinprick sensation and a stocking glove distribution on the left, although this was intact on the right. Impressions. On 5/18/23, Raymond Stickelman experienced back pain when he was lifting a heavy box. He was seen at Inspire Urgent Care the same day. X-ray showed some pre-existing degenerative / congenital anomalies. Brady was initiated on appropriate conservative care. He remained symptomatic and underwent an MRI on 7/14/23 to be inserted here. Brady paragraph, he was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Salim and accepted various injections with significant improvement. He also participated in physical therapy on the dates described. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be virtually full range of motion of the lumbar spine. He had subjectively decreased pinprick sensation in the left lower extremity that did not follow anatomic dermatomes. On the thigh, it could be consistent with neuralgia paresthetica. On the foot and the stocking glove distribution, typically is a sign of symptomatification. He had radicular compliance with Cedar Street legways and maneuver on the left at 80 degrees. Period in the paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period, Mr. Stickleman has pre-existing degenerative and congenital anomalies in his back as seen by x-rays. Period. He also has a history of prior back pain aggravation episodes, but never sought medical attention and did not have it on a daily basis. Period. His symptoms on 5/18/23 correlate with those that were already present in the past and periodically were aggravated. Period. He does appear to have sustained a short-lived aggravation of his underlying lumbar abnormalities. Period. End.